Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
You are listening to Blueprint for Life here on Babylon Talk Radio. Sound the alarm, sound the trumpet, sound the shofar. Call the solemn assembly and let our people know that it's time to study these statutes, laws, and commandments. All praises. pour our Abba in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and may thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever, so be it. Father, throughout the four corners of the earth, we got a remnant that you prophesied about that have gathered themselves together in synagogues, telecommunications and media, and social platforms to reverence and honor the Sabbath, a holy Kodesh set apart day. Here is the patience of the saints that we come together and we gladly come together and take out time to worship you, lift you up, and praise you. Because we know that your commandments are not grievous towards us. You brought us out of the muck and the mire. You brought us out of the fire. Some of us shouldn't even be alive today. Some of us got bullet wounds and stab marks from life. But you saw fit to have a remnant in the earth, and we will lift up the great name of Yah, your name, Father. For you said, if my people called by my name will humble themselves and seek my face, we seek your face today. Bless the prophets that prophesy that no weapon formed against us can prosper, according to Isaiah, Yeshaya 54:17. Father, we love you, that there's going to be a day that you will return for us that continue in your ways and keep your Sabbaths, keep your holy days. May this word fall on good ground and our time be blessed together. Refresh us, renew us, restore us. We will continue to move forward in you and give your name the praise. Take out everything that's not like you amongst your people. May they overcome their afflictions and themselves, that they might have a right to walk into your kingdom. It's in the name of my dear brother, whom we await to return, that we pray. Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, welcome to Blueprint for Life. I am D. Torah, and you are tuned into Blueprint for Life, brought to you by Babylon Talk Radio. And it's truly an honor to be here on this great and wonderful day that's set apart, made Kodesh by the Most High. And as I was saying in the prayer, there's a remnant that love this day, that look forward to this day, that push everything aside for this day. And it's called, here is the remnant. Here is the patience. We are the saints that recognize that he deserves at least one day. And we give him the day that he set apart, the day that he sanctified. That's the day we give him. Blueprint for Life is about us understanding that the statutes, laws, and commandments are a blueprint for our lives, our moral fiber, the way we conduct ourselves amongst these Gentiles and these heathens that mean us harm. That's why it's a blueprint, statutes, laws, and commandments. And we teach it to each other and say, nah, brother, this is how you handle that Shebrew. This is how you handle that. This is how you become sanctified. This is how you become set apart, because we don't fit in as we keep these commandments. So Blueprint for Life is the Israelite way of life. The Israelite way of life, brought to you by Social Change Action Network and Al Mohida. So we just want to welcome you. We say Shabbat Shalom to all of you tuned in over the internet. Of course, we'll be on the internet for 2 hours. If you do call in, we have overtime. Sometimes we go 2.5 hours. So if you do decide you want to call in, we normally don't take questions on the Shabbat. Some of you may have pressing questions, but that call-in number is 213-769-0910. And we do have some brothers and sisters that we know in our local family but before we do announcements and things like that, that we fellowship with. And we always like to say Shabbat Shalom because they're right here. And I encourage you to get your local family together because we got a holy day coming up. But Sister Tamar's going to talk about that later. Because when we get off the internet and the airwaves, we need each other to be able to fellowship with, talk to, or just lay eyes on. It was a blessing to have Brother D come up here, about 3 weeks ago, sit his feet at my table and tear that food up and that pomegranate wine. I see him on here. Let me say Shabbat Shalom to him real quick. Shabbat Shalom, Brother D.
Shabbat Shalom, Brother D. Yes, it was a good time when I came up there. I want to say Shabbat Shalom to all the Hebrews and the Shebrews out there. And glad you could come here to join us as we get into this word and get into this teaching today. It's just great to be available and to be here on this holy day. Some of us have to work on these days, and you know, all you can do is just pray to the Most High that He makes this available to you. So that's why it's a blessing to be available on this most holy day.
And
Shabbat Shalom, Sister Tama.
Shabbat Shalom, Brother D.
Some of you Hebrews out there, probably as full as a tick on a bull's nose, got your lips still smelling like gravy and butterball turkey and honey baked ham. Talking about, we know you Hebrews and Shebrews. Y'all better keep these commandments. So I'm going to talk about that in a minute because we're going to talk about the book of Amos also. We're going to talk about a lot of nations are fleeing this country as well. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But, man, you Hebrews and Shebrews, y'all better be stopped talking about, oh, it's just a little turkey, man. You tripping. Hey, Brother D, it's always, oh, it's just a little candy for the short leggers. Oh, it's just a couple of gifts. That tree ain't going to send nobody to hell. Oh, it's just a boy good with that. It's just a. I know some of you Hebrews are still full, but I'm not here to talk about you eating your turkey sandwiches because I know that when that scent gets in the air, everybody start thinking turkey. Turkey a la king, turkey stew, turkey soup. You just can't help it. The superstores ain't got nothing but turkeys in them, so. Y'all want to eat some turkey, eat that turkey, Hebrews. But let's come out from amongst her and keep the high holy days, not the hella days of this world. As a matter of fact, since I'm here real quick before I go to the next caller, let me read that real quick. It's Amos. Amos 5. Everybody knows this. It's not that it's being condemnation for... condemnation for a little turkey. You know you're not supposed to touch that butterball ham anyway, that honey baked ham. So I don't know better than that. But it says, I don't see it on there.
What is the name of it?
Oh, you already got it listed right here.
Oh.
There we go. Amos 5 and 21. Amos 5 and 21. Hate. I despise your feast days. He's talking to the world. And I will not smell in your solemn assemblies. That turkey and ham stinks to the Most High when you give it to him on a day of genocide where they murdered and massacred Indians. And then the next day, Black Friday. You know, I grimace now when I hear the word Black Friday because of my understanding that it was half price off slaves day that they sold to slaves. Nobody believed it. Well, we found the book, so we have the firsthand historical information. And it's the book called The Slave Trade. The book is called The Slave Trade because if you go to the internet, Wikipedia, they wipe the internet clean of any information about the fact of the origin of Black Friday. And they'll tell you it's a rumor. They'll tell you it's not true. Because they know that Black people spend at least $1 trillion on Black Friday and Christmas in this economy. And they don't want you to know that the origin of it was the selling of a slave. So the Most High makes it clear in Amos 5 and 21 that he does not appreciate those days. So, with that being said, according to the gist of my lesson, I just wanted to get that out. Everybody's still feeling a little bit festive. 6503. I kind of recognize that phone number. Shalom, Brother Tony.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Brother V, Brother D, and Sister Tamar. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, Brother Tony.
How you getting along over there?
How y'all doing? I'm doing pretty good, man. I was just looking at one of those videos about the Black Friday, how they sold our people on the auction blocks on Black Friday. I posted some of that on my internet, sent it to some people, let them know what you were just saying. It's very true, brother. A lot of people don't know about that.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's because a lot of people have made the Wikipedia their God. And like I said, if they can't find it on the internet or if the internet refutes it, they say we're making that up. But, because that's a horrendous thing for people if they were to know the truth that, oh, this is the foundation of this was the selling of slaves. That's very horrendous, very horrendous. Our people should have no part in it.
Indeed.
I don't care if they had a 70-inch plasma TV for $5. You should be like, I'm not buying anything.
What, $5?
Well, that's not happening. But no, Brother Tony, it's good to hear your voice, brother. And we welcome you. I just wanted to say Shabbat Shalom to you and let you salute everybody.
Yeah, Shabbat Shalom, brother.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to move forward to, Sister Tamar. She's going to take it from here.
Okay. Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us on Blueprint for Life. This is our herbal segment, which is our healing for the mind, body, and soul. And so during this segment, we like to bring out free information that we've conducted research on. But we encourage you also to do the research. Again, I'm going to put this disclaimer in. I'm not a herbalist. I'm not a physician. We're definitely not practicing medicine for these people that are looking for those who are practicing medicine outside of the legal realm of this country. We're not doing that. Freely we receive, freely we give to our people. It's all about waking our people up into the knowledge and the truth and making sure that we're taking care of our temples, making sure that we're eating right when we get sick, different things to take outside of that pharmakia, exercise, and just making sure that we're doing all we can to be with the Most High and build this kingdom. So today I have a few things we'll talk about. So first one is going to be, first I'll tell you this. I thought I was going to do it on snoring because Elder V had jokes this morning. Boy, I didn't know you have to go to bed and watch your back. You'll get recorded snoring. So we were laughing this morning about me snoring. So I was going to do something on that, but maybe
that's
after
wrong,
more research, do something else on it. What do you say, Brother D?
I said that's wrong, Brother V.
I will break down the origin of that a little bit later for you, brother.
That's wrong. You're right, brother. That's wrong. Anyway, so we're going to talk about watercress leaves. And you can find watercress leaves in salads, soups, but a lot of people don't know the healing properties by eating that. So it contains your vitamins, which is your iodine, your iron, your potassium, and vitamin C. It restores your physical endurance by eating this. It's beneficial for cough, bronchitis, tuberculosis, because we're getting into the cold, rainy season. So we'll be around people that are not taking care of their bodies, that's passing on cold and flu, sneezing, coughing, and things like that. But this watercress leaf combats that. It helps to regulate your metabolism. It dissolves gallstones. It helps lower your blood sugar. It's also used for gout, acne, skin ailments, and it strengthens the gums when you chew it raw, so your gums in your mouth. So watercress leaf. You want to add on that? Or did you know that?
No, it has powerful medicinal purposes, and most people do not know about some of these natural herbs that you can actually find in the store that can cure your body. And this is our health and herbal segment. Some people think it's just a little quick thing that we do before we get into the lesson, but it's become a part of spiritual warfare. And it's a heavy part of spiritual warfare because sickness is of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
It's a demonic spirit. And there's herbs that the Most High has given us for our healing. And it's a bad day out there today with chemtrails. I had to close off my windows because I can sense it. I can actually taste it. I can actually smell it. So we go over these things so that we learn how to detox. Because I was just telling my wife I was in spiritual warfare for the last 2 or 3 days and had to get some demons out of me. Now, I know that sounds like I'm not saying that I was possessed. What I'm saying is that sickness is an attack, a spiritual attack. And I had to take a bunch of herbs, waters, teas, cranberry juice, everything, and get this flushed. And I kind of flushed like late night and felt like I got a breakthrough. But I had to take a bunch of medicine and different things to just get back to normal. I had things going on in my body. I was like, what's going on? So I could imagine what a lot of people go through when they're wrestling and struggling in an area of sickness and aches and pains and don't know what to do. Sometimes just pulling back from meat and getting on a raw diet will take away a lot of pains that you have in your joints and throughout your body. So please take a serious about these herbs because it's we may not be physicians or doctors, but the Most High gave it to those who have the gift of healing and understand that. Over 77 holistic doctors have been killed across this country because they're healing people from cancer, diabetes, and lupus, and the pharmaceutical companies do not like it. You know, those of you that are called in, I see that are here that are calling in. If you want to ask any questions right now about health and medicine, press 1. Or if you have a comment while we're on this topic, you want to say something else?
Yes, because I'm not done. You were talking about joints and things that that help with us, with our joints. And so along with the herb, I always try to bring about what you must have in your cabinets, in your pantry. So it's a must-have. You must have mustard powder. We talked about that and how that helps. Activated charcoal is a must-have, but MSM is also a must-have, and it's high in sulfur, which is vital to the bones, the hair, and your nails. It also helps maintain the biochemical process of your body, and it increases your energy. And so we have MSM. It's good for if you're athletic, you're running, just good for your joints, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just making sure they're strong. Another must-have that you have, apple cider vinegar. That's another must-have that you should have in your pantry. Ginger for your stomach. All these things are just like like the activated charcoal. It helps with any type of poisonings, food poisoning. The mustard powder helps with any type of stomach ailments like that.
Salmonella,
diarrhea, things like that. So these are must-have that you don't have to go to the grocery store and get Pepto-Bismol, things like that. You want to get stuff that's going to be natural and whole and help you.
No side effects.
No side effects or anything like that. That mustard powder is pretty strong, though. It'll hit you pretty good if you eat it raw. But,
yeah, definitely.
But it's definitely good for your body, so we encourage that. You want to say anything else?
No, that kind of covers it for me.
Okay, hold on. I'm not done. And so also, when I'm looking up herbs and things to bring about, I always want to bring a scripture about, one that really has been really good in capturing with spirit is in Deuteronomy 7, and it's verse 12 and it's verse 15, and I bought that out, I think, last week. But in chapter 12, in verse 12, he's talking about if you keep his covenant. And in verse 12, he says, wherefore it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, that the Most High that will keep unto thee the covenant and thy mercies, which he sware unto thy fathers. Then you go to verse 15. And he said, the Most High will take away from thee all sickness and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate thee. These two are very powerful. as far as keeping these commandments, knowing that he's going to bless us, knowing that he's going to take away sickness and disease, as long as we keep these statute laws and commandments. So I wanted to bring that scripture about before I bring out the announcements. Did you want to add to that?
No.
Okay. All right. So now for the – oh, sorry. Go ahead, Brother D.
Brother D, she's taking my job from me. I thought I was supposed to read the law.
you're up next.
Look, just a Hebrew nugget. That's all. Just a Hebrew nugget. but anyway, I'll wrap up because I know you brothers are trying to get ready for the lesson. So most high willing, during the week, on Tuesdays, we have the Heart of a Hebrew Woman at 9 a.m. Pacific time. This is we just discuss things that's going on that we deal with and how our walk can be strengthened through scriptures and just coming together. So this is our Heart of a Hebrew Woman at 9 a.m. And Wednesday is D and LV with Inspirational Wednesdays. And that's at 10 o'clock a.m. And then either on Thursdays or Fridays, we have Straight No Chasers. Brother D, Elder V brings that. And then Most High Willing, we'll see you again next Shabbat at 10 a.m. We also want to invite you to come and join us with the Feast of Dedications next month, December the 16th. The flyer is out. It's on our Facebook page. If you're interested in coming, contact us. If you need anything, just let us know how we can help you come fellowship with us if possible. But again, you are invited, and we welcome you to come out on that day. And that is all from Sister Tamara.
Praises be to the Most High for that. Okay, those are announcements. Feast of Dedication, we'll push that more. We got like 3 weeks left. So within the next 3 weeks, we'll be talking a lot about that and getting it out there. It's going to open to everyone to have a fellowship and just focus on the Feast of Dedication as it talks about the Maccabees brothers as found in the book of Maccabees and John, the 10th chapter. It's going to be our only focus and highlight. Other than that, food, festivities, music, some pomegranate wine and everything else. Just having a good time enjoying each other because we don't get to turn up amongst the Hebrews and Shebrews. And I'm not talking about turn up like they do in the club. I'm talking about a Holy Kodesh type turn up where we glorify the Most High and we're glad to have our lives and have life in Him. Before I turn it over to Brother D, I wanted to talk about, I'm trying to find a post that my brother, Elder Gabbar in Los Angeles, posted from Channel 4. And the reason I want to bring this out real quick, because I thought it was very prophetic, and I can't seem to find that brother's post. That was the wrong one. And it's talking about the fact that there are many immigrants that are trying to find themselves going back to their countries. And we are so immersed into Bible prophecy, we don't even realize how close we are. We are so close. I mean, everything is being fulfilled right in front of our eyes, and the media and fake news, what they're doing is trying to hide it and play it down, like the Euphrates River drying up. We talked about that, the drying up of many beaches and oceans, and just so many things taking place that I got to play it on here,
okay,
that we do not understand Bible prophecy is being fulfilled right in front of our bare eyes. But this one really hit home when I saw this because they're showing that it's becoming comfortable for people to say this is not the place to be, even though the whole world is in turmoil because the whole world is following Babylon. But people are understanding, no, there is no American dream here. Something is getting ready to happen and the economy is bad. So I'll try to find the clip later to play because the computer wants to act up now. I'll play it later right before I get ready to bring out the lesson because we're going to start a new series. So what I'm going to do right now is turn it over to Brother D and let him go ahead with the reading of the law. Go ahead, Brother D.
Thank you, Brother V. Listening to those shofars, like I said, always heightens my spirit here. B, because when those were played, that means you had to, or were blue, that means you had to come to assistance. One tribe had to come to assistance to other tribes. And so, and it was known at that time that these people were obeying the Most High, sticking to those laws and statutes, that, you know, they couldn't be beaten, that you had to leave those people alone because the Most High was with them. Okay, I'm going to go with Deuteronomy 30, verse 1 through 11. This is what I'm going to read. And, okay, and it reads, verse 1, "And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether the Most High, thy Elohim, hath driven thee, but shall return unto the Most High, thy Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul." Verse 3, "And then the Most High, thy Elohim, will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Most High thy Elohim has scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Most High thy Elohim gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee." So he'll be bringing us from all over the place. Verse 5, "And the Most High thy Elohim will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it, and he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. And the Most High thy Elohim will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Most High thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live." Verse 7, "And the Most High thy Elohim will put all these curses upon thine enemies," hallelujah, "and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee." As you can see now, we are seeing some recompense because the Most High's people are calling out to him. They're awakening to who they are, and there's all kind of things happening in this in this world now. You know, from floods to the earthquakes, the hurricanes, and even the mass shootings. You know, they're shooting each other. Verse 8, "And thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Most High, and do all his commandments," not some, all his commandments, "which I command thee this day. And the Most High, the Elohim, will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land, for good. For the Most High will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers." The Most High, I mean, he loves us, and he wants to do well for us, but we have to obey him.
Verse obedience. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Brother Lee.
Well, no, I'm saying obedience. I concur.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the Most High wants. Verse 10, "If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Most High, thy Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if thou turn unto the Most High, thy Elohim, with all thine heart, with all thy soul, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off." Mm-hmm. Just like we were saying, it's all about obeying these commandments, because, like I said, the nations knew that if these people were obeying the Most High, Father's law and statutes, you need to leave them alone. But if they weren't doing that, then they were vulnerable because they didn't have the Most High's protection. Because, if the Most High is out in front of you fighting for you, all you need to do is just be there, be following those commandments, and accept that glory.
Absolutely. They said, "We offend not. We haven't done anything." They're the ones that walked away from their God. And so they've spent countless years trying to figure out how to keep us away from the Most High. And so they keep us bickering. They have paid agents, paid camps, paid false religions, you know, like Egyptologists and all that kind of stuff. And people like, I'll just say it, Dr. Umar, and I'll call his name Dr. Umar because he literally cursed our Hebrew history book. He blasphemed it and cursed it openly. He said, F that book and your God.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's a very prolific speaker with a bunch of degrees, but I could give a damn about his degrees. And I hate to say that on the Shabbat, but I'm saying that because a degree comes from a Jesuit college based on the curriculum that has been brought about by a bunch of Jesuits in order to indoctrinate our people and brainwash us so that they can continue to throw the black man off and keep him away from his God. They are seeking to destroy us. I'm sorry, I got a little passionate about that, Brother D. Go ahead.
Yeah, and if you notice, ever since he did that, he's been getting attacked from all sides, and things aren't going too well for him right now. And I was noticing something else, you know, that with all these delusions out there, you've got these people out there trying to tell us that we need to go to Voodoo, which is the actual, you know, thing that everyone practiced back in Africa. We need to go to that because that's how you know we're gonna get out of this. And it's just another false lie because you know if you look at it, every place where you talk about Haiti, the West Indies, and even New Orleans that are practicing that voodoo, they're in dire straits.
Yeah. That's why, you know what, Brother D, that's why there's no gray area. We can't sit up here and make excuses as it comes to these hella days. We can't make excuses for our families. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, a lot of your family members are going to hell, okay? And there's no gray area because the gray area is what Satan, he looks for a crack and a crevice to slide into because he said the little foxes destroy the vine. And when you begin to compromise, you begin to open up yourself to the demonic activity, which is strong and powerful. They said, the scripture says, we offend not. It's the habitation of, you can find it. I'm going to find the scripture that says we offend not. And the tricks, we can't allow ourselves to be bamboozled, like Malcolm said, with everything they've utilized because they've studied our books. They took them out the cage before we get we're getting reacclimated to our culture and our history. That's what we're doing at Blueprint for Life, restoring the cultural identity of the Hebrew man, one asleep mind at a time. And we're trying to restore that, but we're looking in all the wrong places for our culture and history. And then when we do wake up, they make sure that they can get a lot of different doctrines out there to keep us divided. Even with that being said, I want to read Psalms 138 and 2. And listen to this closely, brothers and sisters, because I know I got people listening to me from various camps, doctrinal beliefs, and everything else. Psalms 138 and 2 said, I will worship toward thy holy Kodesh temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. What is the truth? The truth is the law. We know that. He said, for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Do you hear that scripture? I magnify my word, which is the law, above all the names you think you know. The children of Israel knew the real name. They have the real doctrine. They fail. Why? Because they didn't keep the law. It is not about your names. You knowing the name, you feeling self-righteous. You being able to speak in tongues because you know all the Hebrew in the world. It sounds just like speaking in tongues. You know, can't nobody translate it. What it is do you know the law? Do you know the word based on Psalms 138, 2? There's no gray area. And the moment we allow there to be a gray area, I mean, y'all, you're not God. You sound like the Christian church at their Christian funerals when they be like, Brother Charlie was a good man, and we'll see him one day on the other side. You're going to put him in heaven. You can't even say that. Y'all can't even put somebody in hell. If you're not keeping these statutes, laws, and commandments, we know your end. There is no gray area, even though he will judge you on your works. But most people don't even have any works, but the works are the keeping of the law. This is the most important segment of our lesson today. Understanding the law. But I want you to understand Psalms 138 and 2. He said, I have magnified my law above all thy name. He said, thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. He's saying that God has lifted up, Yah, Ha-Yah, has lifted up his word above his name. He's like, I ain't tripping on you knowing the name. I'm tripping on, do you know my law? And not only do you know it, are you keeping it? Go ahead, Brother D, you want to say something?
Just want to say hallelujah. I mean, that's what it's about, is keeping those laws and obeying them, because this is the way he says his name. You got to say his name this way, and if you ain't keeping those laws, that doesn't matter how you're pronouncing his name. But, you know, they're focused on the things that aren't really, really important. Important thing is to follow those commandments, laws, and statutes, because they were never put away. They were never put away like the Catholic Church and everywhere else tries to tell you that the Most High says, Muhammad Shiach said, you didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. It has gone nowhere.
Yeah, I just think that Psalms 138 is, and 2 is so amazing. I, you know, just got into that this week. And, it says that the Most High himself magnifies his statutes, laws, and commandments over his name. Here's the other scripture I was trying to give you. It's Jeremiah 50:7. Jeremiah. It says, all that found them, talking about the slaves and the children of Israel, have devoured them. We've been in all these captivities. And their adversaries said, this is what all of our captors have said. We offend not, because they have sinned against their power, their Yah, their Lord, their God, their Ahaya. They have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Most High, the hope of their fathers. They said, we didn't do nothing wrong. Matter of fact, when we shoot them in the streets, we're not doing nothing wrong. The way we treating y'all now, we're not doing nothing wrong. Y'all got it coming because you keep sinning against the Father. He won't keep his laws. What is sin? 1 John 3:4. Sin is transgression of the law. So you need to know that our adversary and captors know that we're not in our land and we're not keeping the commandments. We're wilding out. We're turning up. We're provocative. We're seductive. All we think about is getting high and sex and getting money, and they got us breaking these commandments.
One of the most egregious.
And wanting to be like other nations, wanting to be rich and eat their foods and eat bloody steaks and eat lobster, eat crab, eat shrimp. We want to be like them, and they laughing at us the whole. That little grin you see on that Edomite's face, he looking at you like, look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Breaking the law. That's why get a rope. So as he get through with that ham sandwich, we're going to meet him outside. And they say, we're not doing nothing wrong. Because they following our ways, and it's leading them straight to hell. Go ahead.
Yeah, one of the most egregious commandments we're breaking is, and it seems to be one of the most prevalent that they break, is that going after other gods. You know, forsaking the Most High after all he's done. And all he does for us, the protection that he lays out for us, because just like we said, if we're not following those commandments, those statutes and laws, then we're vulnerable, and then the nations know they can come after us.
This is why he talked about interbreeding of marriages, because he said that she would be wanting to serve their gods. Even when you go after, say a sister goes after a rich white man, it's because she wants to worship his god, right? Huh? And
yes.
When a basketball player says, "I want the, I don't want no sister, I don't want no Hebrew, give me that Edomite with the green eyes and blonde hair," and then I will know that I have served the god of money to the fullest,
yeah.
And this
and,
will
yeah,
be a statue of achievement. Boy, so many chemtrails out here today, boy, I'm about to choke. But go ahead, Brother D.
Yeah, and the Most High, that's why he did that, because he knew that men would listen to their wives and then turn them to other gods. We go all the way back to to the Garden of Eden, even though she wasn't, trying to turn to, well, maybe she was listening to Satan, but knowing that a woman has a powerful effect on the man, and she talked Adam into tasting that forbidden fruit also. So that's why the Most High says, hey, you don't go with people who are worshiping other gods, because he's concerned with the fact that they're going to turn you to their gods.
That's everybody out there listening, make sure you study Jeremiah 50 and 7, because it says, we offend not because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, letting you know that they know he is the habitation of justice. They know when he returns, he's bringing justice. These other nations know that he is the habitation, the dwelling place of justice. They already know it. The fallen angels have them deceived, and they know that they're temporarily worshiping fallen angels, false gods. But they know justice is coming, and they're going to shake in their boots. So they're saying that we offend not because he's the habitation of justice. They know they're right, that we're right. No justice, no peace. There'll be no justice until our Hamashiach returns to come back and get us. All praise to the Most High.
All praise.
All right, with that being said, we're going to move on into the lesson after we take a break, and then I'll come back. I'll let you hear about this. I'm going to play this now, this little clip. I think it's 2 minutes long, about the other nations fleeing back home. It's a news story that you didn't hear about.
Since I was quiet, she was crying too. Because it's a life changing for me. This is all I know. US, from my young age to now. That's all I know. So I don't know what's waiting for me over there.
Well, it's printed out, and they're interviewing a few people. But what they're showing is that a lot of immigrants...
I kind of wanted to stay there because I lived there for, my whole life. I was born in the same house. I never moved, and now...
So a lot of Haitians and different people, and they're moving them to Canada. Now, they're fleeing to Canada. I don't know if you heard that Trump just said he wanted to get rid of a bunch of Haitians. It's probably something we'll bring out Most High Willing on Straight No Chaser, and I'll get more into it. And you can find the clip. There'll be no re-entry, and Canada's receiving them, but everybody's trying to flee the United States. So that just leads into the next part of the lesson I'm going to get into. Yes?
Before you start, you're right. The people are leaving and going back to their country. And the people who are running this country, they know this. So any wall they're trying to put up is not to keep those people out, but it's to keep you in.
All praises to the Most High. When we come back, we're going to start a lesson on our series called Strangers Among Us. To those listening on the internet, I encourage you to call in so you can listen longer. And if you have any questions, please press number 1. I'll be able to answer any questions you might have. I heard about 50 sisters or 100 sisters giving praise to the Most High. And you can find that on my video page, but I want you to hear it. It's a wonderful sound.
Thank you.
that song right there. You had about almost 50 to 75 sisters, which is hard to do, coming together, giving all praises to the Most High, singing that song. Elohim and Shema Israel. Oh, praises. I love that. Now, that's a gathering. I'm hoping we can get out like that at the Feast of Dedication. Brothers was on the instruments, but that was a beautiful thing. You can find that on the Facebook page, Be the Preacher, Tama Torah, if you want to see that. See how they had the head coverings on and they were gathered together. It was a wonderful thing. So, let's get it. I'm about to get into a few scriptures. This won't be long because it's the beginning of this series called The Strangers Amongst Us. We want to deal with some of these other nations that are amongst us, and how we're to deal with them and what is to transpire. So I'm going to start today with just a few scriptures to make clear distinction of what's being said as well. So the first scripture I want to take a look at is, these house cleaners come in here and move my stuff around. We have a problem. Genesis 7 and 12. Let's go to Genesis 7 and 12. All right, Genesis 7 and 12 says this. I have the right one. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry, Genesis 17 and 12. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. Every man child in your generations, he that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. Now, this was instruction about circumcision. But what you hear is a clear distinction and delineation between Israel and the strangers that were amongst us. There will be strangers that will sojourn, but what we're going to get into today is how and why they're able to sojourn and the requirements and establishment. Because, we're going to get into it by scripture. I don't have to make a lot of statements and comments. So he that is born in the house, or one that is bought with money. I don't know if you heard that. Some strangers are born amongst us in the camp. And I'm going to get into other scriptures because we know that this pertained to the children of Israel and the fact that they were sojourning for 40 years. And many of us are just in captivity. So the way we look at this now, we're not sojourning. We're dwelling amongst. We're in captivity. And those strangers that come into the knowledge of the truth and come into our camps, some aren't allowed in the camps, but those that seek to follow our ways must follow our ways. Sit down, learn, and be taught. I have a personal problem. I'm speaking like Apostle Paul now. This is I speaking. If you look around the Christian church today, you have Caucasian pastors, even a lot of Asian pastors popping up now, that are being followed by Hebrews, Israelites, sitting up in their congregations looking for the truth and misquoting and misteaching our history book and who we are. And the biggest problem is that what happened in slavery was that they took our manuscript, our records, our Torah and Tanakh, and retaught it to us, which is the reason why the street Hebrew, the street black man will say, "Don't give me that white man's book," because of the way that it was reintroduced to us in a foreign language called English after we had been stripped of our Hebrew and our native tongue. Understand, that's why our biggest job is to restore the order by restoring the culture, not restoring a religion. Don't call me no black Hebrew Israelite. It's an oxymoron. Don't even fit. Don't make sense. Ain't no sense. What? It's one of the same. We're not teaching a religion as if this is the Church of God in Christ or a Catholic Church. No, we're restoring the order of our cultural identity. What they've taken from us is our landmass. If you're Chinese, you know you must have come from China. And you know that your culture, you have your festivals, and you have your fallen god that you serve, Fat Buddha. And you lift up Confucius as your savior. So we don't have that. And then they've taken our savior and turned him into a European by the name of Caesar Borgia and gave him hippie hair and blue eyes and distorted the order of Revelations 1 and 14. That gives us a description. And his daddy in Amos, the ninth chapter, having a natural, afro bigger than I don't know what, like lamb's wool. Our job is to tell them that we've been lied to. So the stranger, when he is among us, cannot come in here and try to teach us of that's not him. Now, if he ascertains to follow our culture because he knows that we are the ones that have been put in this land to teach people the order of life, which is the blueprint for life, so that they don't destroy this world that was given to the Hebrews, that's the only way it can be, because somebody's got to serve us. Exodus 12 and 49.
I got it.
Let's see. Exodus 12:49 says that one law shall be to him that is homeborn and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. You have a doctrine of people misquoting Paul and teaching that the Gentiles that do come amongst us don't have to keep the law because it wasn't given to them. Here's the thing about it. It wasn't given to them. It was given to the Hebrews. But if they come amongst us, they must follow it. But here's the thing that's going to mess you up, Hebrews, that the curses aren't applicable to them, which is why they figure we fall up under grace and faith and will repent. Because it was given to us. He chastises us for not keeping it, which is why they're not in any captivity. They could walk away from us today and say, forget your statutes, laws, and commandments. And they'll just go back to their regular life and be more blessed than you, because this is their time. We're living in the time of Esau, and we're at the end of Esau's kingdom and reign. But that's just the truth. And I know you don't like it, but you have to remember the lesson about, and I don't want to deviate from this lesson. The Gentiles have been grafted in. You can find that scripture. He grafted them in to make us jealous as we're coming back to him. And all of the Hebrews aren't going to wake up until the time of the Gentiles have been fulfilled. Now, that don't get too excited about that, because two-thirds of our congregation will be destroyed. We call that the congregation of death. And they exist today because they're teaching all kind of bad doctrine to Hebrews. You know, like I can have 12 wives and be a fornicator and still preach and teach these statutes, laws, and commandments and get high as I want and hit the club and do all these things. You kind of know a tree by the fruit it bears. But he said, don't separate the wheat from the tare, because when I come back, I'll do the separating. You just follow peace with your brothers. That's what he said, dude. You know, and I say, woe unto those that seek to poison somebody else in order to build themselves up, because you should be focused on the ministry of our Messiah. My point being that if they come in, they have to sit down and follow us. They don't get up, start reading, give an interpretation, taking the lead. No, this is your little time and kingdom. Well, our job right now is to teach the Hebrews and bring them back. You want to be down? All right, sit down over there somewhere and learn about this culture. In the same way, some of our people are a bunch of coons and want to learn every other culture in this world. I don't want to be black. I want to be Chinese. I want to be Russian. I want to be a Hamite. Our people, man, we a trip. Because we've lost our identity, so why not take your identity? Then I'll try to fit in. That's when we're to Jeremiah 50:7. And they got you. Got you by the testicular fortitude. Because you're cooning. And they know when you're cooning. And they'll give you positions when you're cooning. Make you a newscaster. Let a few of y'all get big in sports. Let me read some more about these.
Probably like Tiger Woods, he's Cabo Asian, but they caught him on that DUI, and they showed him exactly who he was.
Tiger Woods said, I'm not black. I'm Asian. Let's look at Leviticus 17:12. Therefore, I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. I brought this one out because them heathen Gentiles that want to follow these commandments will still eat a rare steak and eat crab and eat lobster and shrimp. I heard the story of one brother that married one, and she was a Edomite, and he brought her into the temple, and they were like, what you doing, sister, bringing that sister in here? She gagged. No, she gagged. See, that's where that chart be getting people. And he woke up, took her home, married to her now, one morning, and he wake up and he smelled bacon sizzling in the pan. He wake up, run downstairs, like, what you doing? She's like, man, I'm not following that crap. I'm not into that crap. I'm going to keep them commandments. Man, that's your guy. They have an affinity to eat the things that we're not supposed to eat, people. And guess what? It doesn't have the same effect on them that it has on us. We get high blood pressure. They can eat a whole pig and be grinning like a Cheshire cat and laughing and nothing happened to them. And that's what the medical doctors, medical society won't tell you, that there's a difference between the races based upon the melanin and the DNA, that there's certain things we cannot eat. Like, I didn't know Asians aren't really supposed to be drinking milk because their bodies can't break it down the same as other people. They're more given to having, what's that milk thing where you can't process it? Lactose intolerant. So the medical society wants everybody to think they're all having the same problems and give you all the same medicine while they're trying to kill all you Hebrews. Because none of the pills work. They want you to keep eating that crab, shrimp, lobster. You're not even designed to eat that crap. And that's why he told us, don't eat this. So that's why you have to watch even letting these strangers come amongst you, because they'll be like, oh, man, you can eat that stuff. Let me show you what Paul said. Just bless it and eat it, man. So before long, you'll find out, oh, he's trying to sow bad doctrine amongst the people and get them comfortable. They'll come. You want to bring them into the camp, and then they'll go home and eat a ham sandwich. Come to the Sabbath lesson smelling like a ham sandwich with butter and extra bacon and talking about Shabbat Shalom, Ark. If you don't sit so pale behind down. So we don't see the difference. So this is the subtlety where you have to be careful about letting these people sojourn amongst us. But now you say, okay, I don't want those scriptures because that's more applicable to the children of Israel while they were coming out of, Mitzrayim, Egypt. Give me something more, New Testament applicable. And I just got through talking New Testament with Paul and being grafted in. But what I want to do is go to the prophet Ezekiel and go to Ezekiel 47:22, because he's prophesying afar off. He said this. And it shall come to pass that ye shall divide it by lot for an inheritance unto you and to the strangers that sojourn among you, which shall beget children among you. And they shall be unto you as born in the country among you, the children of Israel. They shall have inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. You mean they get to go into the land and get a little bit of inheritance? If they kept and was with us and sojourned and kept all the commandments, he was saying that they were able to get a portion. But that did not make them the children of Israel. That made them the strangers among us. Do you understand? See, what you don't know is that after they left Egypt, when Moses got the commandments, the majority of the strangers said, I'm out of here. I'm not keeping these laws. But some stayed and reaped some benefits. I'm going to go into some other scriptures in the New Testament real quick about how many will grab a hold of our garments and go with us into the kingdom, saying, truly, you're the sons. That means some are going to survive. A few remnant will survive World War III, Armageddon, and the day of the Lord. A few remnant. And they will be there to serve us. Because I know you'll be damned if I look at you, Brother D, and be like, fetch me some grapes in the kingdom. You'll be like, I already did my time, brother. I serve. I got a mansion over here. So, till my soil. You'd be like, man, look, I did that when I worked that job back in the Edomites' captivity and retired. I wish I would be tilling somebody's soil. So let's get that straight. We need to understand that and practice that now. Matter of fact, we're practicing the commandments, so when we go into the rod and in the wilderness, we will not be hiding behind a tree eating ham sandwiches. See, we're practicing the holy days because it's going to be innate, comfortable, secondhand knowledge to us. So I need to practice also how I treat you as a king, you treat me as a king, and we treat our sisters as queens, because that's what it's going to be. And we can look at these Edomites and other nations and know that they will serve. Don't ever become subservient to these people. I don't care, even if you work in your job, walk like royalty and let them know there's a way you're going to talk to me, there's a way you're going to treat me on this job, because you may not know who I am, but I know who I am. Bet you won't have that job for long, though. But if you work as working unto the Most High, you will have that job. You don't have to be disrespectful, but you can walk in a way that they give you respect. I've had bosses, hello, Mr. Cooper, would you like to go to lunch? No. Sorry, I've got some other things to do. We don't have to, be beneath or be below. And I'm going to tell you why. Go to Leviticus 25 and 45. Chemtrails is killing me over here. I'm telling you, it's thick. I'm going to have to go do something, get some steam, something. I'm going. Sister Tamab, when she was in Sunday school, she used to be in Bible drills. She can get the scripture first. She'd be like, I got it. Same church. Leviticus 25 and 45. Listen to this, Hebrews. Moreover, of the children of the strangers. Now, let me be clear before I go on. The children of the strangers are the people that try to sojourn amongst us now. They have no idea why they're in these camps, what's going to happen to them. I'm going to read it. Moreover, of the children of the strangers that do sojourn among you, of them you shall buy. And of their families that are with you, which they begat in your land, and they shall be your possession. Ooh. This might sound funny. Some of y'all might get mad. But if you got strangers in some of these camps right now, y'all need to be having not Black Fridays, but White and Yellow Fridays. Can I hear 25, 25, 25? Hey, Brother D, I need some commentary on this. Because did you not just hear this?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. But, like I said, I really don't know what to say about that. These people out here, like I said, with this whole, with all this Black Friday, this they call it the spirit of Christmas. That's what they call it, the so-called spirit of Christmas. But I would say it's a spirit of greed, because it has nothing to do with this. What this law has nothing to do with following the Most High. It's all being selfish is what it is. And these people got themselves convinced that they're doing the Most High's work, because we're at Christmas time. Yeah, we love our brothers. We love this. And the very next day, you're spitting on your brother.
Hey, exactly. See, I want you to know, I'm going to say this again, those that sojourn amongst you at any time, they can become a defector. Because, and they might be a defector or they might be undercover. Because one thing about them, you got to try the spirit by the spirit and see where they're coming from. Because the art of war, one of the tenets of the art of war is to destroy from within. That means to plant somebody on the inside. The FBI is doing this with COINTELPRO and BIE, Black Identity Extremists. They have reintroduced COINTELPRO. And so you can let some of these strangers in, but know that the art, one of the tenets of the art of war is to destroy from within. And if they can bring a little leaven leavens the whole lump, which is why I want you to be emphatic about Leviticus 25 and 45, which I will read again with the authority that you must exercise over the strangers amongst us. Moreover, of the children of the strangers that do sojourn among you, of them shall you buy, and of their families that are with you, which they begat in your land, and they shall be your possession. Now, let's get Revelations 13 and 10. A lot of people ain't going to like this message. Revelations 13:10. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. I smell something coming. And if we understand the Bible a little bit here and a little bit there, then you understand the distractions, the purpose, the delineation, the future, the forecoming of the strangers amongst us. I warn you because we're so quick to jump back and forth and not understand who we are, what is to come, and how we are to operate. You've got some of these people and camps that operate for money, because if you can bring more strangers amongst you and say, oh, don't worry, I think he might be of the tribe of Zebulon or Asher. And I'm just calling out any name, not trying to offend anybody. But you have to really be cautious about, are they keeping the laws and commandments, and do they understand their place? If I had to use a subtitle, it'd be called Know Your Place.
Brother D?
Know Your Place. Go ahead, Brother D.
Yeah, because as we know, strangers that came out of Egypt with us, they came out of Egypt with us knowing that the Most High was the only God, and they were there to follow that God and follow those traditions, not to get you to follow anything that they were going to follow. I mean, they knew as strangers among us, among the strangers among the Hebrews, that they were there to learn and to follow what the Hebrews were doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let me read this real quick with 13 and 10, and then we can have this commentary. I can open up the lines. Listen to Numbers 33 and 35. No, 35 and 33. So ye shall not pollute the land wherein ye are. Key point right here. For blood, it defiles the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. Only one way to clean up the blood that's in America is by the one destroying the ones that caused the bloodshed. Mm-hmm. And if the stranger among you doesn't realize that his people have been a part of that will be purged, then he is not humbled and repentant enough to be amongst the 12 tribes of Israel that shall be restored into the kingdom, which is going to be sooner than you think. All praises to the Most High. Hold on, before we get over the commentary, I got to do this one on that. That was shofar blowing right there.
Love that shofar.
So, I don't even know if I'll be able to continue this series because that might be enough. It's a lot of pills to swallow.
Yes.
A lot of pills to swallow. And as we walk into the fulfillment of prophecy, there are things that we must understand how we sojourn amongst each other. So as far as the practicing of the holy days, laws, and commands, we have to be aware of those that are around us, even of our own kind.
Mm-hmm. That's true. All crazy.
I want to move into a time of respect and honor and dignity amongst ourselves so that we can establish a decorum that will scare the hell out of these other nations as they say, look at them beginning to galvanize and come together. Because what they say for the most part is they can't get along for nothing. So when they see the unity that, they're woke, they're stopping this sinning against their God. They're putting that to a stop to the Most High Yah. And it breeds a respect. So let's stop the cooning. Stop the cooning, because that's you wanting to be like the other nations to be accepted. And the Most High, the very first commandment said, thou shall not have any other gods before me. Anything else you want so bad, you're still breaking the first commandment. If you're trying to get accepted, if you're trying to get a promotion, going to the party, having drinks with the boss, and he hitting on you, asking you to sleep with him, and I'll give you that promotion. You know how it goes down.
I do.
It's called the corporate world, the corporate ladder.
If you ain't on it, they'll tell you to remove scriptures off the wall.
Brother D, you got anything you want to say? Hey, Brother D, I'm going to open up the lines for any discussion you might want to have. Brother Tony, if you're out there, the lines are open for any discussion you want to have.
No, I'm good. You waxed eloquently. And so I am anxious to hear the brothers and sisters on the line.
Well, I know the one sister, she don't want to say nothing. Brother Tony, you got anything you want to say?
I was just a lot of great information, and that was really nice listening to you, brother. Brought up a lot of good points, man. A lot of stuff to think about. Tell you that, man. And we are getting close, Brother V.
Wow, we're so close. The whole thing about us getting close is I think we have a lot of good information now. As Hebrews, the closer we get, the closer we have to get to him. And so I think we're just doing a whole thing of checks and balances, because he did say he was going to come as a thief in the night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other scripture that amazes me is that Yeshaya, Shahamashiach said, nobody in heaven knows when I'm coming back. I don't even know. Only the Most High knows. He's not going to tell me. That scripture amazes me, because he just going to one day look at Yeshaya and say, now. And that's going to be deep, but that's not even going to happen until we see the Antichrist revealed and all that. And, you know, I was just telling my wife, boy, I got this new iPhone and all this stuff, and you don't need no money. They got bitcoins coming. The money's been, you know, taken away. Technology's on the rise. The Antichrist system has been set up. It's been put into play. It's probably walking amongst us. People defecting. Races and nations hating each other. And I don't know. For some reason or other, they're still able to distract our people and get them to not believe it's that close to that time.
Well, I think that comes from generation to generation. I think that because from generation to generation, our people have been hearing, he's coming back, Christ is coming back, and the signs. And so a lot of them don't believe it anymore because it hasn't come.
Mm-hmm.
And we and for the most part, this world is have a people that are impatient, and they want to see it now. You know, you say he's coming, when he's coming, tell me. And, you know, they want to see it. And so since he hasn't came back yet, people have just said, well, I'm going to do my thing. And if he comes, great. If not, I'm still do my thing. So we just have to remember that.
Yes, Sister Tamar, what we need to realize, too, is that just like it says in the manuscript, a day for the Most High is like 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, things aren't just happening right away. But what you, if you notice and what you pay attention to now, all the prophecies that are being fulfilled and all the things that are happening right now, that were called to be happening before the day of the Lord. So there are a lot of prophecies being fulfilled out there, a lot of stuff that's going on that shows we're close to the day of the Lord.
Yeah, you know, my heart goes out, you know, what Tamar was saying. My heart goes out to people like my dad, you know, pastors and them, because as they get older, they get a little sad because they really thought the rapture was going to happen during
mm-hmm.
their time.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen. And a little depressed. And it's like, well, that wasn't the way. I don't know what to tell you. You still didn't want to hear me. But would you say we've been hearing for generation ever since I was 4? I was waiting on the return of Yeshua.
Yeah, it's like you were getting us ready, preparing us. And then you're getting your 50s and 40s.
I'm 50
like,
my 50s.
Feel
I'm like, I'm glad I woke up years ago because
right.
then I was able to understand. But we was waiting on the rapture and golden streets.
Right.
So
right. singing songs about him and
right,
just,
right,
you
right.
know, preparing. So, but it's a good thing that he's waking us up. He's waking us up into the truth and we're getting understanding. And so all praises to the Most High.
All praises to the Most High. So we know there's not going to be no rapture. We're just waiting on the return into the wilderness. And that's what he's going to gather us from the four corners of the earth. We don't know how it's going to happen. We might meet him in the sky as these spaceships pick us up, gather us, and take us over to the wilderness. And I know y'all be like, oh, my God, he's been watching the Sci-Fi Channel. What is wrong with him? But y'all better do some study and understand there's going to be some strange things come on this
that's
earth
right.
that we've
that's
never
right.
seen, and we don't know how he's going to do it.
Right.
You think in your minds for a minute, how is he going to gather all these Hebrews?
Right.
I'm talking about even the ones in the recessed jungles of Australia, even them Alaskan Hebrews hiding up there. How he going to gather all of us and put us in one location? And what location will that be? It's amazing stuff. With that being said, I'm all through. I'm all done. Appreciate you brothers and sisters being on here. I know the sisters sitting back listening quiet. Barakatha to you for being on the show today and the lesson. And may the others that are partaking be blessed. I want you to enjoy the rest of your Shabbat, everybody. Enjoy your time with the Most High. This is a glorious day. This is our holy day. Keep these statutes, laws, and commandments. Any final words?
Indeed.
Any of your brothers close out?
Shabbat shalom, everybody. And Shabbat shalom to all the brothers and sisters out there. We're blessed with your coming here to listen and to learn from us. And I hope that you come stop by every Saturday at 10 o'clock because we're doing kingdom work for the Most High, and we're doing it with a happy heart. So Shabbat Shalom.
All praises to the Most High. The only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Sister Keisha. I see you on here, too. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth, the journey, not the destination. Shabbat Shalom. Barakatha. Kwam Yasha Allah.
Lucifer, son of the morning. I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
Move ya with your gun, because we left ya with your gun.